healthy, well supplied. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot 'em Down store and Meadowlark restaurant winding up a discussion. Listen.
Well, after this, just leave the oysters there and let's not discuss it no more.
Now, Lom, you said yourself that you was wanting to find a way to make some money out of them oysters, and that's all me and Cedric was doing.
Well, I don't want to make no money that way. Putting up a stand and charging folks admission to see them. I don't want none of the food from the Meadowlark restaurant to be something you see in a sideshow. Our victuals are for eating, not for gawking at like a freak of some kind.
Yeah, but who's going to eat them? You ain't even figured out yet how to cook them. Don't even know how to get them out of their shell.
No, but I'll find out. Just leave them alone and get some more ice for them.
Now, there's another thing. We're liable to go broke just keeping them oysters in ice.
Well, you let me worry about that. Has my secretary showed up yet?
No, I... Your secretary?
Yeah, I told him to get over here the first thing in the morning.
Wait just a minute. What are you talking about? Who's your secretary?
Oh, you know it. Didn't I tell you about that?
Not that I know of. Nobody tells me nothing around here.
Well, it's Grandpap.
Grandpappy Spears? Secretary?
Yeah. I figured it was the cheapest way to handle this thing.
What thing?
All them telegrams. See, every time Grandpap would deliver one, he'd hang around here till I'd give him 10 or 15 cent tip.
Yeah, stand around here with his hand sticking out right in your face, clearing his throat and shuffling his feet.
You know that Dick told me that 4 or 5 telegrams would come in a bunch over there, and that old goat would bring them over here one at a time, so as he'd get a tip for each one.
Why, that old varmint. He's just money mad. That's his trouble.
Anyway, I figured it'd be a way on it cheaper to hire him as my secretary.
Well, who's going to deliver the telegrams now?
He is. That's the main part of his duty now as my secretary. Get the telegrams, bring them over here, and that's about all.
Oh,
I think I'll have him do some other little things, like making check marks on them that I've done answered and such as that.
Well, are you going to pay him wages for this?
Oh, sure. I'm going to pay him 50 cents a day.
50 cents a day? Well, law me, I'd do it for that. Why didn't you hire me?
There weren't no need to hire you. Besides, you've got more than you can handle right now. Head dishwasher, head soup jockey, make the delivers for the store. You've been claiming you got too much to do as it is.
Well, I have, but law me, 50 cents a day.
Well, I'm saving money at it.
50 whole cents.
See, I was paying out a dollar, sometimes a dollar and a half a day to Grandpap.
You was?
Huh. Yeah, he was aiming on getting rich off of me, looks like.
He was actually getting that much some days, a dollar and a half?
Yeah, not every day, of course.
Oh.
But you can see where I'm going to be saving money by paying him these regular wages.
Why, yeah.
You got to use your head nowadays, Abner, and I'm just a feller can do it.
Is Grandpap going to quit his telegram deliver job?
Well, I reckon so. He's got to spend his time over here now. And he'll be bringing the telegrams over anyway, so there ain't much use for him to have his old job anymore.
You mean he'll have to leave here and go over there and pick them up and bring them back over, huh?
Yeah.
Actually, that job over there will be vacant then, huh?
Yeah, I guess you'd say that.
Uh-huh. That is a dollar and a half a day.
There he comes.
Huh?
My secretary.
There
he comes at last. First thing I'm going to do is have a talk with him about getting here on time. I'm going to pay him them good wages. I ought to have some rights.
Doggies, look at the handful of telegrams he's got.
You notice he brings them over here all at once now.
Yeah, morning, Grandpap.
You can call me Secretary Spears now.
Oh, excuse me.
About time you was getting here, Grandpap. Secretary Spears.
Well, I've been on the job. Been sitting over there getting these telegrams to bring over here. That's what I'm supposed to do, ain't it?
Well, yeah.
Got 9 of them here.
Doggies, that'd be 9 cents.
Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Having calls for Lumbergers in Kansas City. Wait a minute. Did you open them up yourself? I'm your secretary. Would sure like to have receipt and permission to serve in our restaurant. Wire answer collect. California Restaurants Incorporated. Tom Devine, Vice President. Next one.
Well, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. You don't need to read them. Just give them to me.
I'm your secretary.
Yeah, I know, but...
Mom and Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge. We have had many requests for your famous Lumburger in our sensory room. Would you be good enough to send us your recipe and permission to serve Lumbergers? Richard Nash, Managing Director, Adolphus Hotel, Dallas, Texas.
Grandpap, you don't need to stand there and read them telegrams to me.
No, I guess you're right, Mom. I better sit down and read them. And that reminds me, I'm going to have a desk.
A desk?
The secretary's got to have a desk. Wait, I'll just take over your old desk there.
Now, wait a minute, Grandpap.
Get all this junk off of it. I can't work with all that spavin-legged crap-trap strewed all over it. Get it off of there.
Well, now, Grandpap, here, wait a minute. You can't do that. You can't shove all of my records and belongings off on the floor that away.
A secretary can't work less than he's got some room. Yeah, that's better now. Yeah, let's see. Next telegram.
Well, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. You better pick all that stuff up you knocked off on the floor there first.
Let Abner do it. I've got my duties cut out for me. Get Abner. Hey, Abner. Abner.
Now, where's he went to?
Abner.
He was here just a minute ago. I know he was.
Abner. Next telegram. The famous Manhattan restaurant, steakhouse of the West for 50 years, bows to Lum's epicurean genius. Denver, Colorado is clamoring for Lumbergers a la Meadowlark restaurant. May we have permission to serve Lumbergers? Please send receipt. The Manhattan restaurant, W.C. Wallace, owner and manager, Denver, Colorado.
Granny, are they calling me a genius now?
Next telegram.
Well, wait a minute, Grandpap. Don't read them so fast. I want to hear these. Special when they call me a genius. Granny. And I wish you or somebody would help me pick this stuff off of the floor here.
Hey, Abner. Next telegram.
Did you see Abner leave?
No, I'm too busy, Mom.
Well, that sure is cute. Disappeared right into thin air, you might say. Wait a minute. There he comes. No, that's Doc Withers.
Next telegram. Have had thousands of requests for your Lumbergers. Please rush us your recipe. Bob Murphy, the House of Murphy.
Good morning.
Los Angeles, California. Morning, Doc.
Hello, Lum. What are you doing here, Milford?
I'm working here now, Doc. I'm Lum's secretary.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I'll have more chance to visit with you now, long as both of us will be around here.
Yeah.
Well, now, just a minute, Grandpap. I'm hiring you to work for me, not to sit around visiting all the time.
Did you sever relations with the telegraph company, Milford?
Did I what? Come over that again.
I said, did you sever relations with the telegraph company? Did you quit your other job, delivering telegraphs?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll give that up. Oh. Yeah. I'm improving myself. I'm a secretary now.
Well.
Want to hear me read some telegrams?
Yes, I'd love to.
Well, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. I'd rather you just turn all these over to me. I'll find some other chores for you to do.
Listen to this, Doc.
Yes, uh-huh.
Lawman Abner, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Bill Clark, passenger traffic manager, Kansas City Southern Lines, respectfully requests you furnish him recipe for Lumbergers for use on the Southern Bell diners. W.C. Clark, period. There. I read pretty good, don't I, Doc?
I received a telegram from President Grover Cleveland one time.
Wait a minute, Grandpap. Was that sure enough from the Kansas City Southern Lines?
A secretary don't make mistakes, Mr. Edwards.
Granny, getting them from railroads now. Them Lumbergers is really going places now.
Next telegram.
Milford, you're going to sit there and read telegrams.
Lumberman Amateur Alka-Seltzer. Anxious to serve Lumbergers to new Ohio governor. Please rush recipe. Regards, Jim Michaels, the Seneca Hotel, Columbus, Ohio. Well, I do know.
I say, Milford, if you're going to sit there and read telegrams all day, you should have a better life. You're going to ruin your life.
Making order to have a better life, huh?
Yes. You should have a direct light shining right down on your work. This has a tendency to cause a glare, so in order to combat that, one should wear an eye shade. Dark green, preferably.
Doc, don't go putting no lighties like that in his head. I can't afford to buy junk like that, and you know it. Reason I hired him was to cut down expenses.
How's that, Mom?
Eliminate paying them tips all the time.
Yeah. I suggest, Milford, that you get a nice shade with an adjustable strap on it. You can adjust them to fit any shape head. For example, if you have a large head.
Listen to this one. Lum and Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge.
Uh-huh. Or if you have a small head. Well, hello, Abner.
Telegram.
Where have you been, Abner? You're supposed to be working.
I am working at my new job.
Your new job?
Telegram for Mr. Edders, Meadowlark Restaurant.
Tip will be 40 cents, kid.
40 cents?
You heard me, 40 cents. Got three more where this one come from, too. I dog as we'll both make some money at these Lombardies.
Well, it looks like Lund's plan to cut down expenses is going to run into money.